My name is Jean Béliveau. I'm from Montreal, Canada. And bonjour. Hi, mate. The Aussie people. Nice to be in Australia.
How long has your journey been going for?
The project was between 10, 12 years. Now I'm on the way for 11 years, 14 months to finish. There was a kind of midlife crisis that I was at a certain time in my life. Yeah, I was parachute friendly when I told my wife that I'm going. She said, do this for peace. And we came in United Nations decade promoting peace and nonviolence for children, raising awareness.
What did your wife say when you said, I think I might walk around the world for 10 or 12 years?
First, I kept the idea secret 8 months. I didn't tell my family because sometimes the people, they love you, they break your dream. Then finally, 3 weeks and a half before to go, I was nervous morning. I told her, I have a big project. Listen, I will leave from home. We go walk together.
We better start walking. We're okay. on the way of the road.
Mm-hmm. Then she said, are you serious? I said, yes, I should go. She said, how will you do this? I said, I will push a buggy. Now I'm pushing a buggy. We are going uphill. And I said, she said, will you return sometime at home? I said, no, after all, you can come on my way. So she comes every year. And then after she said, is it a separation? I said, no, I love you. It's not for order, any purpose. I should do this because anyway, to escape something on me and to find myself. Then finally she said, do this for peace. And we are doing for that cause.
So she understands why you're doing it.
Yeah, she's an amazing lady. Just a few days ago, I was walking in the mountain, in the forest, and I was wondering, this is not my walk. This is the walk of my wife. So, she's a big part of that walk. She's an amazing lady. I stay with more than 1,300 families. I think that walk is a dream of everybody we have in our heart to share, to meet each other. Life is not easy. We struggle to make our place. This walk, it's a desire of humanity. I think it might be the reason that I'm still walking.
We're getting to the top of a hill. We might stop because I don't know about you. I'm getting tired. You're probably used to the road by now. But What do you do to keep yourself busy on the road, to keep your mind active?
Oh, this is... I really don't read. I don't have radio. It's automatic active. Even if there is nothing like desert area, imaginations come on your way and you make some history of yourself and yourself. I don't know. Yeah, it's okay. Just keep busy. Meet people. See how they are. Sometimes you come in families that they have a funeral or they have marriage. Another they are sad and happy, you share with them. It's keep busy about the mind, no worry.
So you don't listen to radio or
anything
like that?
No, because the spirit was, I leave my home to explore like another universe, like in a shuttle somewhere else. Then I'll be back after. It's not possible to be out of the actuality, really. I try to make my teaching and I'm writing. Now I'm writing about my book and little ahead schedule that I stop sometime to fix.
And how do you think you will adjust back into what some people would call everyday life when your journey is finally over?
I don't think it would be everyday life. I think, some speaking, public speaking, then finish to write the books. And then it might be my real mission for peace after, to share about the world, share about... we are all one humanity. Finally, you see all these people that I stayed there. They touch me. I cannot say something bad about this culture. I cannot bite the hand of people that gave me food and shelter with love.
What do you think your wife will say when you finally get back again?
She will say welcome. Welcome home. She will give me a big hug.